What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip green.
And what do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
It's what?
It's shucked and
shucked
and cooked, and then you eat it with, pick it up and eat it with your hands.
That's corn on the cob. Mm-hmm.
And do you have a special name for a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and runs along the ground?
It's a ground squirrel.
And what's the little animal that's black with a white stripe down the middle of its back and smells bad?
That's a skunk.
Sure is. What do you call a little animal that, hops along the ground? And some of them live on land and some of them on water. Mostly they live near water. Sit on lily pads and...
You mean a frog?
Yeah. And what do you call a smaller frog that makes a sort of chirping noise?
Rain frog. Yeah, man.
And what do you call ordinary worms that you use for bait when you go fishing?
Earthworm. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call large worms that you use for bait?
They have red worms and different kinds of worms. I don't know. I don't fish.
Would you, have you ever heard them called grub worms?
Oh, yeah. Grub worms. But they don't use them much for fishing.
Oh. Or how about night crawlers?
I don't know.
Okay. what's the name for the insect that sends out a light off and on in the summer?
You mean lightning bug?
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies over ponds and lakes a lot?
Willow fly.
Willow fly. Okay. You ever call it anything else? You ever heard it called a snake doctor?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about willow fly, but...
What's the difference?
Well, a snake doctor is similar to a wasp. It looks very much like a wasp. But a willow fly has larger wings and all than a wasp, than a snake doctor.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some people say it doesn't sting.
That's a snake doctor.
That's a snake doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. What's a dirt dauber?
Oh, you getting mixed up now. I'm getting mixed up. That's a date dauber that makes its nest out of mud.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does the snake doctor do?
A snake doctor is a... It's something... It's similar looking to a... I believe it's darker than the date dauber or the wasp, either one.
But they're all about the same size, and they look a little bit alike. Okay, what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts that ripen underground. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any nuts that ripen underground.
Do peanuts?
They don't ripen underground.
They don't?
No.
They grow underground.
They grow underground,
and
yes.
And you bring them out and they ripen after you pull them.
Sure.
Well, I have to make a note of that.
They would sprout before they would mature or ripen, what you call ripen, ready to eat. Now, they may say that they are ripe at a certain age, but they will sprout if you don't get them out of the ground and sun them. And